whatnot.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And when it comes to race, why are some outbursts so clearly unacceptable?
50 years ago, you had your own podcast.
While other remarks leave well-intentioned observers deeply divided.
And that little monkey gets loose, doesn't he?
Howard Cosell survived his perceived racial insult.
The black is a better athlete to begin with because he's been bred to be that way.
But fellow sportscaster Jimmy the Greek did not. And now the question is, will Don Imus?
But they need to know that I'm a good person who said a bad thing.
Shut up!
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Is everybody happy?
Everybody happy?
Everybody.
Yes, sir!
All right. Everybody happy.
Be warned, this is extremely graphic. So if you have small children in the room, don't let them disturb you.
The number one show in Iraq Tomato, the Don and Mike program.
Right.
Doesn't get much gayer than this.
No, it doesn't.
Ew.
Here's the problem. The guy on the phone that we had on hold the whole time.
Bill.
Big Bill.
He hung up.
Big Bill.
He hung up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also do know. Oh, you got him? Well, if you got him, whatever. I do know that there is a black man in the building.
Yes, there is.
Oh, my God. Where's my wallet? Let me hide
now
my wallet.
Be careful. You're going to have to apologize for
my wallet and the keys to my Escalade.
Mr. Geronimo's comments were solely for the purpose of amusement.
Bear is, our engineer Bear is here, and I didn't want to put him on the spot off the air.
Good for you.
I'd rather put him on the spot on the air.
Right.
Would somebody ask Bear how he would feel about coming in for a second?
Okay. Fair enough.
So I'd like to know if he's pissed about Imus.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good guy. We like Bear. So
very good guy.
We'd like to know what he thinks.
The last time we had Bear on the show, remember he was jamming to the Jesus station out in his car.
Yes, he listens to the gospel. He is very religious.
Right.
Now we're trying to find him. He's somewhere in the building.
But, you know, not uptight. Cool guy. We like him.
Wonderful guy.
Yeah. Is he wearing his PJs today?
I'm not sure.
Don't think so.
A lot of times he has those sweatsuits that look like PJs.
Well, you're wearing a sweatsuit today.
Goddamn right, Buzz. It's the all-new Get Happy look. And don't forget, I want to see you in a pastel color tomorrow.
It's a pastel?
Because the idea is we're going to wear bright colors to brighten the mood.
Pastels aren't bright, but I'll wear a bright color.
That means you're going to have to wear that outfit every day. Some might say you're wearing your PJs today.
And nobody be offended when I say no black tomorrow.
You're refusing to engage in the discussion.
Hi, Bear.
You don't want to be the.
Because I don't want to. I know I have zero tolerance for stuff like that.
Okay.
And I really would lose it, and I don't want y'all to have to be dumping because.
Okay, you know what? You've answered the question, Bear. You've answered the question, so that guy would piss you off.
Pretty much.
What?
Okay. What about it? If not talking to that guy on the phone. What about, what do you think about Imus? You're just a guy, Bear.
You kind of answered it, right? I mean, you feel like he's,
yeah,
I mean you're pissed off at that.
Yeah, I mean, it was an idiotic statement. Mm-hmm. I mean, it shouldn't have been said. He had no justification for saying it.
Right.
But he said it anyway, so.
Do you think they should fire him?
I'm the type of person, I would never want somebody's job to be taken because, I mean, that's your bread and butter, how you take care of your family.
Right.
But he should be.
Bear?
Bear,
it's taken.
So you don't think he should be fired then? You don't do you think a 2-week suspension is too light a sentence for that?
Or is that about right?
Yeah, that's
so
I'd
you
say,
think
yeah.
the punishment fits the crime right
yeah.
now? All right.
And why do black people love us so much? I'm serious. We got a lot of brothers and sisters.
We always have.
We got a lot of brothers and sisters that listen to the show. Why do so many black people love us?
Because, and my brother's one of them, honestly, my youngest brother. He's been listening to y'all forever.
Ah.
It's just the comedy stuff that y'all do. I mean, they really do love it. I mean,
comedy.
We know you really, you know, some of the stuff you say, you don't mean it. We know it's a joke. But when you see idiots like that,
like
he means it.
Like the caller that or Imus, you know.
Both.
Both, okay.
They both meant what they said.
They both meant what they said.
Statement, I'm saying to make a statement that you really don't know anything about. I
right.
mean, how did you get this information?
Yeah.
He Googled it.
Right.
I mean, that's the only way he could have came up with it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, if right. you never lived a life
could have come up with
or lived
it.
Like mm-hmm. that, how can you say something about it?
Fair enough.
All right. Okay.
All right. How's your man JC doing?
Jesus.
Jesus Christ, hello. You remember.
He's doing great.
Tell him I said hello.
Always.
All right. Thank you, Barry.
He's by you.
That's it. So Barry, he's black. That's right.
That's probably true.
So Barry didn't want to come on and talk to that guy because it would piss him off too much and he didn't want to say things that were going to have to be bleeped out.
Oh, that's too bad.
That answers the question, though.
We could have had some good one-on-one.
That's interesting. I didn't know what Bear was going to say when he came in here. I wasn't sure how he felt.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
I wanted to remind you that the thing that's getting lost in this whole debate is that we need to maintain our hatred of the French.
Thank you for bringing that up. That always should, you know, we're all going to give that a nice round of applause.
And the Germans.
That always should be.
And, dare I say it,
never forget, Rob.
Never forget.
What's that date, Rob?
December 7th, 1941, Don.
Amen.
Turning Japanese.
They'll live in infamy.
There's a pretty little thing called Turning Japanese.
Hello. It's Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, right on. I just turned on your radio station. I heard you guys talking about, it almost sounds like the racial divide and stuff. Kind of thing that gets me is just, people are politically correct. I think that's why some people like you guys, because you guys are real, you know.
Well, as blacks go, so go the country. And as you just heard from our friend Bear, all the blacks love us. All the blacks in D.C. love us.
That's the sweeping statement that we're going to stand by.
All the black people love us. All the white people love us.
Everyone.
We are universally loved.
Real.
Who don't love us?
You guys are real.
Who don't love us?
Islamofascists don't love us.
Sure they do.
Right
no, they don't.
Some do.
Sure
well,
they do.
Fayette doesn't love us.
Well, Fayette is hanging right
but
now.
Fayette is dead.
From Jack Bauer's garage door opener.
Right.
Or whatever that thing was.
Say goodbye. It's a shame. I thought they were going to let Ricky Schroeder kill him.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Hey, have you guys got the guy on the urban radio station yet?
No, that didn't work out.
It didn't work everywhere. Well, I wanted to actually talk about him a little bit. The thing that I guess that bothers me about what he was saying is
who are
really
we talking about? Her? Are you talking about somebody on an urban station?
About, no, he's talking about the guy, I think, that we had on hold.
Bill?
To the urban station.
Bill. Right.
The redneck guy that was trying to get on the...
Bill. Okay, Bill, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. What bothered you?
Well, there's just no way he could say that, right? I mean, because you know it as well as I know it, that... If you're in you go to your family reunion as well as mine, that you know, white trash when you see it, non-white trash when you see it. And I think there's no good way to say that, but I mean, he's saying the same thing about, the black community.
Just a bunch
well.
Of white trash.
You know, again, though, see, we're not even offended by white trash. Yeah. You know, there's got to be
you're
that
offended
word.
By white trash if you're called white trash.
I'm not really.
And when it comes to African Americans, Bill's not
Rob,
the guy to make that
Rob,
call.
You don't get called white trash a lot.
All the time.
You do not. You're lying. You're lying. Who calls you white trash besides me?
People
and, you
on
know,
the I'm, street.
There's white trash.
My wife.
It's only when he's driving his Caprice.
My wife calls me white trash all the time.
Does she really?
Yeah, different things. Like when I put the refrigerator out for the trash man a week early. Just let it sit there. She
That's says, white know, trash.
That is. Curb. And when I said, what do you want for dinner? I said, hamburger helper. She says, you're nothing but white trash.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, but see, she almost says that as a loving thing.
No, but she doesn't love me.
It doesn't bother you, though.
There's no love there.
I wish she didn't call me that.
Oh, you do not.
I wish she'd say, you're magnificent.
All right.
Hello,
Don and Mike. Sit down, PWT.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, the first time I heard those comments that Imus made, the other guy, I can't remember his name, McGurk or something.
Right.
He said something before, and then he also made some comments after. How come nobody's talking about this other guy? Because he made more derisive comments.
Now, sir, you're getting close to home with me right now. That's a shadow I've enjoyed for years. I don't think we need to pick on the guy that's behind the scenes a little bit.
Actually, you know? The other guy said maybe worse stuff than Imus did.
No. Of course he didn't. It was the superstar of the show that said the bad things. Let's make it really, really clear, yeah, even if he doesn't say it.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, everyone agrees with what Imus said is stupid and retarded, but in what sense is it racist?
Yeah, I mean, anybody could be nappy, whether you're white, black, Mexican. Heck, my daughter wakes up in the morning and her hair is nappy.
Well, you know, we've gotten into this discussion before. We don't even really know what nappy means. If it is offensive.
It means kinky fuzzy.
Exactly.
Means,
and I think it's been, but the fact is, over the years, it's been used, you know, regarding African Americans in a derogatory fashion. That's right. The way it's been used for years. And you know, that's a term that's been used towards blacks for so long, one of the reasons that it's labeled a racial comment.
But I do agree with you in this essence. Like I said, when we started the show today, he didn't say any of the banned words. He didn't say the big one.
No.
He didn't say anything like the grease man said with killing people.
Right.
It was a stupid, idiotic disc jockey doing what he was hired to do by the company.
But isn't it becoming clearer to us that it did piss some people off, and rather significantly? And it's not just the hype surrounding it, you know, especially when we bring somebody in like Bear and we talk to him. I mean, obviously, you know, people are mad about that. Do they think he should be fired? I'm not sure.
Yeah, and what's the end game on this for people? I don't get
it. I think it's over after 2 weeks. You think he's going to, you really do, you came in today, you still believe he's going to be fired?
Yeah, because he's going to have to meet with the basketball team.
See, I think he's going to do that, and I think he's done. I think this is over after the 2 week suspension.
No, I got a feeling that there's nothing else happening out there right now.
Yeah, right? You're right.
That there's blood in the water right now, and boy, oh boy, imagine this. You keep it going for 2 weeks. You keep the pressure on for 2 weeks.
Do you really think that America's attention span is that long?
Would you have thought America's...
Of course, look at an Anna Nicole Smith.
Would you have thought that America's attention span was this long on it? After all, we're talking about Imus.
I know.
We're not talking of anybody of note.
But as you're talking about that, I am thinking about Anna Nicole Smith, and that is still the lead story. I mean, when they're talking about maybe now that we have paternity established, it's going to go away, but who knows?
Hopefully.
Because then they're going to, you know, bring the mother in, you know, Piggy Arthur, whatever Virgie. Her name, Virgie. Yeah.
No, but the thing is, you're going to have this play out over the next 2 weeks because you're going to have, I mean, what was alluded to today without saying it in the press conference for the Rutgers basketball team was, you know, they were dancing around emotional and psychological scarring and how this has affected them since they won the game. And there's that part of me that knows how America works that's thinking somewhere out there, there's a lawyer saying, you know what? I smell some money coming my way.
So you think it's going to continue to grow hair?
Girls, were you really bothered by this? Mm-hmm. How about you, the coach, the outspoken coach?
Right.
Were you really bothered by it? And what if he doesn't come in and lay down the mea culpa that these basketball players want to hear?
Well, he'll do that because we know he's so darn charming. One-on-one, he is about as charming as he is. You don't get a more prickly human being.
What could go wrong?
I mean, really.
I think we should end the discussion, but end it on this note.
All right.
From me to Don Imus.
You are never to blame.
I'm behind you.
You are never to blame.
Until it gets too hot.
You may feel shame, but
for right now, I'm behind you.
You are never to blame.
Of course, when he is fired by corporate, you'll respect and admire their decision.
I'll shoot the emails to all of them. Brilliant move.
Your idea.
Let's get the dead chum out of the water. Please. He's a racist bastard.
Yeah. Cast him off the ship.
Could have told you from day number one.
See if he can swim.
The Don and Mike Show, loved by blacks.
Kind of borderline with the white trash, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I love it.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, and Mike. Hi.
Yeah, I was going to say, Don, I got a question for Mike.
I'm right here, sir. I'm right here. If you've got a question for me, you can address it directly to me, and that always makes me a little bit suspicious.
All right, Mike. Where did the term paddy wagon come from?
That was because paddies were Irishmen.
Yeah, exactly.
And they would load up the the Irishmen, many of them under the influence of alcohol at the end of the day, and that's why the cops called. But then, of course, immediately after that, many of your law enforcement officials became Irish.
That's true.
The Irishmen, it's not like they turned Irish. I made it sound like cops all of a sudden, ate some Lucky Charms and you know, turned green. No, the Irish went into law enforcement.
Yes.
And, you know, and so on and so
great
forth.
Great numbers.
Harp says what?
Hey.
Wow.
Hey, now listen. You know, that really, that scars me when you say that.
What does it mean?
I don't know. Harp is the harp is the symbol of Irish.
I mean, I know it's
the harp is, you know, you see harp as like a family crest a lot of times. And
so
you
why
see,
would that be a slur?
If they were called harps,
and that's
patties.
Oh, that's right.
Mix
harp and harp beer.
Harp beer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And harp O.
Harpo Marx. Yes.
And Oprah spelled backwards is
Harpo. Is Harpo Productions.
Harpo.
Coincidence?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don, this is all your fault.
Yes, of course.
If you gave Rob more money, he'd be able to take a vacation and not have to write for Imus.
Okay, thank you.
I believe.
That's it. We're out.
Yes, we're going to. We're going to. What?
And where's my Cody Banks backpack?
Bye!
Cody Banks. Agent Cody Banks. What?
I want it. I made you laugh, and you never sent it to me.
Oh, we sent it to a black child.
Oh, come on. I'm a patty.
We did. We sent it to a black child.
I'm a harp.
I'm a patty.
Get out of here.
So long, Patty.
Bye-bye.
You Mick.
Goodbye, you white trash. God, if only there was a bad word. I ask all of our black listeners out there to please come up with a word for whites that would be the equivalent of the N-bomb.
That would hurt us.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very difficult task.
It's what we need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'll even the playing field. It really, really will.
It's what we need. Mm-hmm. We need that one definitive word that will cut us to the quick.
I've got it. I've got it. Crybaby. Crybaby. Don't be such a crybaby. Go back to the early one. You're such a little crybaby. You know, go to the original ones, the ones that used to tinge, you know, sting you a little bit. Crybaby, mama's boy.
What if crybaby really was like the N-word?
Mm-hmm.
What if it really was, hey, you, oh, God, you, UCB?
Hey, that's where I draw the line. Really?
Look at those CBs.
We might want to have you turn down the broadcast. Today, a man was suspended briefly after calling one of his white counterparts a crybaby. We'll be right back with more news. News.
Okay. Let's see. We got a UFO guy, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Fine. Well, you know what? We'll just kind of restart the show when we come right back.
I hear he's a bit of a crybaby.
Is he white or black?
Oh, he's a UFO guy.
UFO guy.
I think you got odds there.
Right, he's got to be white.
Crazy.
100% white.
He's got to be white and a nerd.
We'll be right back. Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.